Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone out there. How's it going? Are you out there doing your Christmas shopping, or are you just relaxing after your long Thanksgiving dinner with family and friends? Whatever it is, I hope that you're having a joyous day, and I hope that everything has went okay in your way today. So it's time for the Word. It is time for the Word. Let's rejoice. It's time for the Word. So I invite you, let someone know. Get your pen, get your paper, get your sword. Let's get ready for the Word of God. Let's start tonight in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we just invite you to come into our lives and just lift up all bowed down heads right now. And may we just dwell in your presence, in your peace, in your joy. May your grace and your mercy continue to cover us as we just come to you in thanksgiving and giving you praise and just learning from you. We want to learn from you on purpose. Tonight we want to learn the Word of God on purpose, on purpose. We just ask you now to just increase in our lives, show your favor over all situations in our lives, good and bad, even those that we don't understand. Show us your wonderful favor right now, Jesus. And we just decrease right now as we accept your Word as what it is, the truth, as what it is, the healing power, as what it is, the deliverance of all of our situations. And we just thank you, Jesus, for picking us up out of the mire clay and just setting us up on foundations that are sturdy. And we thank you for hiding us, Jesus, today from all of those circumstances that and was intended to take us out, to make us lose our minds. But we thank you, Jesus, that we have a place in you, and you always, always have a way out for us. And I thank you for having that way out for us, Jesus. We ask blessings, dear Father, on all of the ones that are filled with the Holy Ghost, and they got a leadership, a power inside of them, and they're not for sure which way that they're supposed to run with it, what to do with it, but they know it's inside of them, and it's burning them, and the world is saying it, so the world is trying to press it out of them with eagerness and anger and speaking wrongly of them, but dear Father, it's because they see, the enemy sees what you have upon their lives. And so, dear Father, I just ask you to continue to send the ones that have your comforting words and the directional words for them. And they continue to seek out your face, dear Father, and on purpose learn your word, listen to your word, dear Father, so you can lead them and guide them on their way of righteousness according to your path that you have set for them. See, we each have different things in us, and we thank you, Jesus, for each talent, and may we just explore it through you and come out prosperous. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God gave his very best for us. He gave his very best. And those talents that we just prayed about is the talents that is inside of each and every one of us, and yours may match mine, and it may be different from mine, but what you have is needed in this world at this time, and it's not so much that it's needed 200 years ago or 1,000 years ago or even 5 years ago, but whatever it is that you have inside of you, it is growing and it is for this time right now. So when you're feeling heavy-hearted right now and you feel like the world doesn't understand you, you feel like you're different from everybody around you. As you look around you, everybody else seems to be a little different from you. It seems to be that they're all of the same accord. They all do the same things. They all drink. They all drug. They all cheat on their spouses. They all lie. They all do this or do that. And you see that you're on another path, that you're trying to do something different. And your heart is just filled with joy. You want to be a good person. And you want to be the one that's honest and truth. And it's not that you're a saint. You realize that you have sin, but that's what it is. You are in recognition of your sin. And so you go and you ask God to forgive you for those sins, and you try to do better each and every day. And you try to be the woman of your home or the man of your household. But even sometimes as you look around in the church and you see that it's not what it appears to be. And so they look at you because it's making you look bad. It makes them look bad. I'm sorry. It makes them look bad that you are trying to do the right thing. And so they don't understand you. And for those who are not Christians yet, they're not going to understand you, brothers. So don't even get upset about it. You got to surround yourself with those who do. And God has those people out there for you, my sister, my brother.
You cannot stand in the midst of fleas and don't think that you're not, you know, it's not going to hurt, because you are getting bitten. So you need to move yourself out from there. If you have to work around that, you continue. You got to have a prayer partner. You got to have somebody in your corner who understands what you're going through, who's trying to do the right thing too. That's why it's so important, my sisters and brothers, that we find, according to God, the work that He would have us to be drinking from. We can't just go sit up in any church. We have to make sure that we're where God wants us to be. Because when we're there and when we're connected with our leader, He's our shepherd. You got to have a shepherd that you can go talk to. Shepherd, it's been hard this week. I'm the only person on my job. Shepherd, it's been hard this week. I'm trying to get my wife in submission. And shepherd, it's been hard this week. I have this. And you lay down. They're praying with you. They're giving you more insight to different scriptures. Brother, I think this one will take you through the week. Let's go into prayer about that one. Sister, I know that this is what you need right now. But when you're out there, and you can go to work every day, but you're not following in church, and you don't have a shepherd, you don't have anything covering you, it's just like walking out in the rain. You have no umbrella. You have no protection. But you know you have a destination to get to. So you're determined not to give up. You're determined that you're going to keep on walking to that destination. But wouldn't it be so much easier if you had some kind of covering over you? Hallelujah. Some kind of covering over you? If you can't get to here and there, you haven't selected to that church on you, it is so many different opportunities out there for you. You can turn on TVN at this moment. You can go to Angel TV. There's so many different outlets out there. You can come to the Blog Talk Radio Show. You can leave me a message. You can get in touch with me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. It's just so many avenues out there that I encourage you to put it in your mind calendar that daily you're going to reach out to somebody for support. Daily you're going to speak to somebody about what's inside of you that God has placed there, so you can be held accountable for doing it. Because see, when God placed all of this inside of you, this talent inside of you, and if it's just sitting there and it's not getting out to the people, He gives it to you to give to others. And I don't care what it is right now. It can be finances. It can be a word in your mouth. It can be just your kindheartedness. It can be a smile. Whatever it is, God is a giver, and He gave it to you to give to others. And if you don't, the Bible calls it getting fat on the word. And it will choke you out to have all of that inside of you. And the world all around you, just the regular everyday trials and tribulations of the world, not understanding us as peculiar people, as Christians. And if you've got all of that inside of you, you're trying to hold on to all of that, make sense of all of that. Plus, you're trying to go on your daily walk, no covering, and you're not spreading this word. You're not sharing this word. You may be supposed to be starting a business that's going to do something to edify the kingdom, but you're holding all these ideas in your mind, and God is still pouring more into you, and it can't go anywhere. You will explode. So I challenge you. Make sure every day you reach out to somebody. You pray, you find that somebody, of those somebodies, and you share a little bit of what you got. And for those that's got a lot in there that you think you have problems bringing it out, or saying it out, you say, I'm not a public speaker, I don't know how to get this out of me. Pick up a pen, pick up a paper, and sit down and write. You say, you know what, that may not work for me. But for those that it will work for, you know who I'm speaking to. If that will not work for you, invest in a little small recorder. Just take a little recorder. You may decide to do it on your phone if you have enough space on your phone. Just record yourself. Just talk. Just begin to talk. Start with a prayer and just start talking about what you feel is inside of you. Start talking about what's going on there. Later on, you can find someone to take that and put it down on paper for you. You see, the world is always, the people in the world, is always amazed about something once it's out there. See, the ones that's on your job right now may not understand you. They're the closest to you, but still may not understand you. But isn't that the way it goes for Jesus? But you know, once you get it out there, and God just anoints it and just brings it open, you could be an author for a bestseller. It may be many that's healed by the words that's off inside of you that is dying, that is crying to get out. But if you don't get them out, they're just stuck inside of you, swelling and swelling, and God is continuing to pour, and you feel the hand of the Lord on you. And all around you, you see the world and all of the things that is going on in the world. And it will drive you crazy. It'll mix you up. It'll confuse you. So I just commend you for staying strong. I commend you for just saying that this is, I'm not going to let a day go by without me doing something for the Lord. It is so many people just get up every day. They don't even think about what can I do to edify the kingdom today. It's what am I going to do today? I. What will satisfy me today? And God forgive if it's one little moment or something that you have an hour or two that you don't have anything to do, then we say, you know, oh, we're bored. We're bored. Really, in our boredom, maybe that's God trying to get your attention to just relax, do nothing. Let me talk to you, spirit to spirit. Let me connect to you. So the next time that you find yourself bored, I challenge you to just say, God, I'm available. God, I am available to you. Use this time to just speak to me. God, I'm available to you. And you writers, use that time to start writing whatever's in your heart. You say, I don't really feel anything right now. Pick up your pen and pick up your paper and put it down. Put that pen down on that paper, and I promise you something will start to come out. And before you know it, you'll be surprised of the length of the paper that you've just completed. But those that are speakers, if you've already passed the stage of just writing and you can speak and you're comfortable speaking in front of people, and you're bored and say, hey, here's an hour that I didn't even think I was going to have. Maybe pick up the phone and call a couple of friends and invite them over and let's have a quick Bible study. Maybe pick up the phone and let's call a conference line and see, can I jump in on the conference line and listen to prayer and see what's going on. Is there anything over there that I can help? You set a conference line. You can call any conference lines that you choose. But one of the ones that you can reach out to is area code 218-339-4300. And then the code you put in is 360-777-POUND. Just see, can you share a prayer with someone? See if it's something that you can do. Anything to edify the kingdom. Every day, you should be doing something to edify the kingdom. Because there's no need to wait until you're on your deathbed. And then you want to try to, you know, someone to put something up to your mouth so you can say a little prayer for everybody. Give me my roses while I yet live. Do your work for the Lord while you yet have the strength to do it. You don't wait until you get old and you say, yeah, you know, I'm running for the Lord. Well, you can't do nothing else. You can't do nothing else. He wants your best. He wants your best. And he has placed it inside of you. So I invite all of the ones who are struggling with anything that is toxic going inside of your temple, whether it's hatred, angry thoughts, or what is jealousy, whatever it may be, it could be an alcohol or a drug that's going inside of your temple. Right now you may have a challenge and you haven't overcame that thing, but I still challenge you to at least take an hour out of every day that you say, I'm not going to put anything in my temple right now but the Word of God. I'm not going to put anything in my temple right now but the Word of God. And once I take that hour to put it in, I'm either going to write this stuff out that God has given me in that hour. I'm going to go tell somebody about what God has given me in that hour. I'm going to do something to spread this on. God wants no one to perish. and he wants his word to be heard by all. But what he gives you, I challenge you to give it right back to others. Amen? Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God gave us his very best, and that's what he's looking for in return. You know, Christmas is always my favorite time of the year. Thanksgiving is my next. And so we came through our Thanksgiving, and I'm really so thankful for so many things, for so many reasons. And Christmas is always my favorite time of the year. You know, even those people everywhere had an opportunity today. We just ran up to one of the outlets, and, you know, it's just the Howards is just full of people, and I thought I was waiting a couple of days after Thanksgiving to let all of those people go and come back, and the outlets are still just full, and people have bags, and they're overspending, and, you know, and just all kind of things, and it's just a joy in the air. People are loading up. They were getting ready to give. So it's just something about the lights and just the presence of the Lord, and just to know that our Savior was born, and just, you know, it's just something about the whole nativity scene. I just love Christmas. It's one of my favorite times of the year. And people seem to think more about Jesus at this time of the year than any other time. And it just blesses me that you're hearing more about him at this time of the year. So, sure, I know that, you know, some people just focus on getting presents. But I also understand that they're just blind to the reasons why we all celebrate with the gift-giving. They're blind. They don't understand. It hasn't been explained to them why we celebrate with the gift-giving. But every present that we all give and receive in return, it's God's great love for the world. It just shows God's great love for the world. That's why we give. That's why we receive presents. Because it's just representing his great love. Remember, God gave his very best. And in fact, we give God first because God first gave to us. That's why we give. He first gave to us. We use him as an example. And like anyone searching for the best thing to offer someone that they love, we don't just look for anything. We look for the best deals, the best thing, and we identify with that individual. I know they will like this, and so we do that. And that's what I did tonight. I picked up a lot of things that I know that people will like. So we look for that best deal, that best offer that someone we love will really enjoy. Well, God just didn't give us any old gift, did he? He just didn't give us anything. He particularly said, I'm giving of myself. So he gave us his very best when he gave us Jesus Christ. He did the same thing. In John 3:16 and 17, and we all are probably very familiar with this scripture, and it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, right, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. See, he's already taken the initiative to give first. Even before you accept him, even before you believe in him, even before you decide that I'm going to trust in him, he's already gave. For God so loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son. And so the only thing to receive his gift is up to us. We have to decide that we're going to receive the gift that the giver gave. Amen? So that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. So often, so many people thinking, oh, my goodness, you know, if I accept him in my life, you know, then I don't get to have any fun. You're telling me you want me to be bored. You're telling me you want me to just do nothing. But if the word tells us that God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world, through Jesus Christ, might be saved. That the world might be saved through Jesus Christ. So no matter what people say, and no other time of the year is Christ more glorified by the world, and in no other time do more people from all walks of life excel in love, generosity, and kindness. Christmas really is the best time of the year. It's just really the best time of the year. We're talking about Christ here. It is the time of the year that you will find people to go out of their way to help their sister or their brother, to give something to somebody that they never would have thought before. Their kindness, generosity, is shown in more ways around the Christmas time. And again, Jesus is our example. If you want to excel in life and if you want to fulfill your destiny with excellence, then you must learn from the example of Jesus. What other example do you want to start with? You must learn from the example of Jesus. You know, first you can see that each of us is capable of growing, and each of us is capable of excelling. And I'm sure in some way you have saw that. We all have grown in different ways. Yeah. We may not do the things that we used to do. We've grown. And we've excelled in different things. We may have finished high school. We went ahead and got our BAs and MAs, and some of us went even further. So you can see that we are capable. Each and every one of us is capable of growing and excelling. And Jesus is the one who gave us the right and the power to excel in the first place. See, each of us is designed by God to fulfill our destiny. I know it may not feel like that in your life right now, but you are designed by God to fulfill your destiny. That's why I don't care how drunk you get, you still feel like in the back of your head, you know, I wanted to do this. I don't care how high you get in the back of your head, you bring up the conversation, you know, I always had a dream that I was supposed to do this or do that. Because you are designed by God to fulfill that destiny. That doesn't mean that your life is going to be easy. It doesn't mean that you're going to have avoid all trials or all tribulations. It doesn't really mean that you're going to become immortal now and that you'll never die or that you'll never be sick or you'll never hunger or you'll never experience pain. You see, look, it's not that easy. Even Jesus had challenges. I mean, think about the fact that the Christmas story is most often symbolized by what? A manger. Does it look like a place of excelling to you? He even shows us these stars as an example, just showing us it started out with not a silver spoon in his mouth. He was born in a manger. Hallelujah. See, right from the start, Jesus had trouble. Mary and Joseph were traveling, at a time of census, so it was many other travelers on the road with them for the very same reason for this census. So it was crowded everywhere he went. So you know the story that when Mary went into labor, there wasn't a proper room available for her. So that means that the same Jesus that the Son of God who created everything in existence, he got his start in life in a place where animals was kept. A manger. That's where he got his start in life. So don't tell me that you can't excel. You may have come from humble beginnings. You may have started at a high place and maybe fallen down to a low one right now. But no matter where you started or where you're at right now, God can lift you up. There's hope for you. And as long as there is breath in your body, there is room for you to excel. And remember, when you excel and you are anointed by the Lord, when you begin to grow, everything around you begins to grow. The whole outlook of the things that you're going through changes. You start to see yourself different, and the people around you see something different in you. They understand that something different about you. It's a growing. You've grown. Something has changed about you. You seem to glow. You seem to speak a little bit more clearer now. See, the catch. Second Timothy 1 and 12 says, that's in the New Testament, 2 Timothy 1 and 12, And I give you a moment just to look at that one because I want you to read along with me. It actually tells us, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. So ask yourself, I mean, do you believe that with God anything is possible? Now, this is something I know it's easy for us to ask others, but we need to ask ourselves and get that clear with ourselves. So let us know which way to go. We'll know where we need to start at on this road. And, you know, it's easy for you to just say, yes, of course I believe that. But sometimes your spirit will speak out an answer that you was not even looking forward to. So really and truly, do you believe that God is anything, he can do anything in your life? Do you believe that that dream that you have deep down, and that don't give up on it? It's not too late. You're still not too old. Hallelujah. Are you fully persuaded that he is able to keep you and to help you get where you need to be? Are you fully persuaded that? And remember, we spoke on last evening about the desires of your heart. And he said that he will give you the desires of your heart if we delight ourselves in him. If we delight ourselves in him, then he will place in our heart the desires for the things that he wants us to, that he wants us to have. So many times, we look at that and we think, I have it in my heart. Any desire that I have in my heart, he's going to give it to me according to his word. But he said if you delight yourself within him and allow him to place the desires in your heart for which he has plans for you, because he only wants you to have the best. He's not getting ready to mess with your selfish heart, your jealous heart, your weak heart, your non-forgiving heart. But he wants the best for you. And he will put the desires in your heart. And if you get so close to him that you can understand the desires that he's putting in your heart, he's not going to withhold any good thing from you. Not any good thing from you. But you have to believe it. You have to be persuaded. Are you fully persuaded that he's able to keep you where you're at if you're with God? And to get you where you need to be if you're not. And then are you willing to have faith in his ability? And are you willing to commit the things that are on your heart to him? Why do we lie to God? Why do we feel like we can't come and tell him? Are you willing to just commit to, I'm just going to lay it all out to you every day? God, I feel lonely right now. God, I was embarrassed to be in the midst of that situation because of I should have done more than what I have. God, it was hard for me to sit there on that job today and not lash out and flash out on some of the people and some of the things they were saying. Be honest with God. Are you willing to just be honest with him? You see, Jesus had to pursue increase. We all want to increase, but we want to give it to him. We don't want to work too hard for us. I want marriage. We want a happy marriage. But we're not willing to forget about who's right or who's wrong. We're not willing to just put the other person before you. Forget about the right or the wrong. Just commit yourself that I'm not getting ready to go through another night of arguing about who's right or who's wrong about this situation. Just commit to yourself that I'm not getting ready to just go through the night of you're not speaking to me and I'm not speaking to you, all because of something that we forgot what you started about. But I know you were wrong. That I remember. It's not about who's right and wrong. You have to pursue increase. You know, Luke 2 and 52 gives us an example of pursuing increase. Even Jesus had to grow and increase in his life. In Luke 2:52, it says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. increasing is the manner that Jesus increased. It's not a natural state of being. Again, increasing in the manner that Jesus increased. It's not just a natural state of being. It's something he pursued because it's something that he desired. See, he was always close with his Father, connected with his Father. So his Father was able to put the desires in his heart that would get him where he needed to be. So that desire made him increase the way to pursue, I want to be more. I want to do more. It's more than he wants me to do. So he had to pursue increase. Think about it. You don't get caught up in learning about God as a kid. You don't get so caught up that you can get to go home and tell your mama where you are. Unless you are pursuing something. And that's what Jesus did. He got so caught up, he forgot to let his mom know, here's where I'm at. He got so caught up in learning about God, got to let them know, hey, I'm in here pursuing something. I'm pursuing the Lord. Luke 2:46 says, and it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Now, I will admit that there were times as a child that I forgot to come home at the right time, or I forgot to let them know that I moved from one side of the schoolyard to the other side where I was going to be playing with somebody else on College Hill with Limestone, and some of you know what I'm talking about. But there's never been a time that I got so caught up that 3 days had passed, and I forgot to let somebody know where I was because I wasn't pursuing the right thing. But he was so involved and engulfed in the word of the Lord. Then it says that, as we notice, that Jesus put himself where he would learn. See, in the temple with others of faith. And that's what we were talking about earlier. When you're by yourself out here with no covering, it's hard to get caught up. You try to, but there's so many distractions going on here in the world. That one song can come on the radio, turn your whole theory around. It's hard to get caught up when you're out here in the midst of wolves. You got to find some people of faith. So that's what he did. He was in the temple with others of faith. Also notice that he didn't just let their words go in one ear and out the other. No. But he was interested in the words. In fact, he was hearing them, and he was asking them questions. So Jesus excelled in spiritual growth. And one way he did that was by hearing the scriptures that was taught and then explained by others of faith. Sometimes you've got to ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions. So you can hear the words. You really want to understand it. And when you're really into the word, oh, it's so easy for you to say, wait a minute. Oh, let me get this. Back up for a minute. Reverse. Rewind. I need to make sure I'm hearing this right. So you're telling me, if my connection is close enough to God, he can put the desires in my heart that he's already ready to work and work it out. And it has been such a strong desire in me that I'll start to run after that desire. And he'll keep pulling me towards that desire until we get to where we need to be. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. The thing that's deep off inside of you, it's just not by happenstance that you have this desire that you want to do this or do that. That dream that you're having, it really can come true. It really can come true. So again, let's notice that as he excelled in his spiritual growth, and one way he did that again was by hearing the scriptures that was taught and then hearing and letting the other people of faith explain those scriptures that they were teaching. We got to be willing to sit up under and listen Everybody wants to jump out and be the teacher, but there's a time in your life that you've got to be the student and listen to the teacher and what they're teaching. And that's the same with the scriptures. Amen? You see, the child Jesus did not possess the full wisdom and favor of God all at once. It came by him continually to pursue to increase. It was as he obeyed, and it was as he submitted himself to God that he increased. I believe we're all called upon to observe the growth of Jesus in the Word. And I believe that we're all called upon, as we see how he grew in the Word, I believe that we're all called upon to grow ourselves. Every present that we all give and every present that we receive, remember, God's great love for the world, he gave it to us first. Now, it's up to us to pursue him, to pursue his love, so we can reach down inside of us and recognize the value of yourself, of your temple, of who you are, of what he's put inside of you. There's so many lessons to learn from the life of Christ. But I would say one of the best is the most simple. Look at God more than you look at yourself. Look at God more than you look at yourself. Now, that's a little hard for some of us to do because we're so used to concentrating on me, myself, and my four, and no more. And as long as I got us together, and all of us have a roof over our head, and we have food to eat, and we have the Word of God inside of us, and you know what? We have our church home, and that's all we need. But what about your neighbor? Does your neighbor know the Lord? What about your family members? Do they know the Lord? You say, well, I'm not messing with those people. I don't know them, and they look a little strange, and they act a little funny. What about them? What if God told you to share the Word with everyone that you know? What if God wants you to do as he told us in the Bible? Love your brother. Love your neighbor as yourself. It's just that easy. Now, if this is your day, if you've made up in your mind that God is sending you a sign of his love, that you want to accept that gift that God gave to you, his own begotten son, just you believe it in your heart. Just open your heart right now. You can be in the midst of friends that don't believe, but you can open your heart anyway. What about that later? And just repeat the words after me. And if you believe that these words are true, then you will be born again. Thank you, Jesus. Here we go. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me a new person in you right now. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Receive me in the family of God. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen. If you just pray this prayer according to 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, you are a new creature in Christ. And old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. All of heaven is celebrating for your decision that you just made right now. Because you have a brand new life with Jesus right now. You have a future of faith, a future of hope and victory to look forward to, starting right now. Oh, it's very important that you reach out and let somebody know of your decision to follow Christ. You need someone that's going to be there to pray with you. You need someone that's going to be there to hold that umbrella for you when it gets storming in your life. Your friend is not going to be the one to hold you. You'll find that they'll be the one that just that knocks the umbrella out of your hand. You'll find that they'll be the one that convinced you that it's not raining. It's all in your mind. But you need somebody that you can call in the midnight hours. You don't need somebody that you can take a break from work and just step out outside or go to your car or in the bathroom and call and say, sister, I need you to pray with me. I need to get through this day. I got some hard things going on my job right now, and I really need a word of faith right now. Again, you can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. And I'll be more than happy to pray with you. Let's find a church home in your area, a Bible teaching church. It's very different from just walking up in any church, but a Bible teaching church. Somebody that is reading from the Bible and living by the Bible. Speaking words and learning how to read is good. But when you start to live by those words, you can tell it in your walk, you can tell it in your talk. Amen? Amen. Well, this is your host, Minister Von Dillon, and I'm here in San Antonio, Texas, and we are just thanking you for another opportunity to just come into your homes, into your car, into your jobs, wherever you're at, all around the world. Thank God for technology. Thank God for technology. I remind you, just challenge yourself. Reach out every day and find someone to tell what God has put inside of you that you're having trouble getting out. Write it down. Put it on a tape recorder. Tape it on your phone. Download it to your MP3. However you do it, make a decision today that you're not going to let another day go by without working on what's inside of you and getting it out to the world. Well, we've come to the end of another broadcast. I love you. I'm here for you. I challenge you as the Lord challenges me. And most importantly, Jesus Christ loves you. Regardless of what you've done or where you're at in life, he truly loves you. That's why he gave to us first. And we're going to continue to talk about our God and the gifts that he has given to us first and how we can choose to accept them and magnify on them and start to grow and increase in his giving. All right, until the next broadcast, you be careful out there. Take care of yourself. And tell somebody of the love of Jesus Christ, but walk in the walk. We'll see you next broadcast. Bye-bye.